We are starting chapter 16 of Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, called In the Hogshead. Hermione made no mention of Harry giving defense against the dark arts lessons for 2 whole weeks after her original suggestion. Harry's detentions with Umbridge were finally over. He doubted whether the words now etched on the back of his hand would fade ever entirely. Ron had 4 more Quidditch practices and had not been shouted at during the last 2, and all 3 of them had managed to vanish their mice in transfiguration. Hermione had actually progressed to vanishing kittens. Before the subject was broached again, on a wild, blustery evening at the end of September, when the 3 of them were sitting in the library, looking up potions ingredients for Snape. "I was wondering," Hermione said suddenly, "whether you'd thought any more about defense against the dark arts, Harry." "Of course I have," said Harry grumpily. "Can't forget it, can we, with that hag teaching us?" "I meant the idea Ron and I had." Ron cast her an alarmed, threatening kind of look. She frowned at him. "Oh, all right, the idea I had. About you teaching us." Harry didn't answer at once. He pretended to be perusing a page of Asiatic Anti-Venoms, because he did not want to say what was on his mind. The fact was, he had given a great deal of thought over the past fortnight to it. Sometimes it seemed like an insane idea, just as it had on the night Hermione had proposed it. But at others, he had found himself thinking about spells that had served him best in various encounters with dark creatures and Death Eaters, and found himself, in fact, subconsciously planning lessons. "Well," he said slowly, when he could not pretend to find the Asiatic anti-venoms interesting much longer. "Yeah, I've thought about it a bit." "And?" said Hermione eagerly. "I don't know," said Harry. Playing for time, he looked up at Ron. "I thought it was a good idea from the start," said Ron, who seemed keener to join in this conversation now that he was sure that Harry was not going to start shouting again. Harry shifted uncomfortably in his chair. "You did listen to what I said about it being a load of luck, didn't you? "Yes, Harry," said Hermione gently, "but all the same, there's no pretending that you're not good at defense against the dark arts, because you are. You were the only person last year who could throw off the Imperius curse completely. You can produce a Patronus. You can do all sorts of stuff that full-grown wizards can't. Victor always said..." Ron looked around so fast at her, he appeared to crick his neck, rubbing it, and he said, "Yeah, what did Vicky say?" "Ho, ho," said Hermione in a bored voice. "He said Harry knew how to do stuff even he didn't, and he was in his final year at Durmstrang." Ron was looking at Hermione suspiciously. "You're not still in contact with him, are you?" "So what if I am?" said Hermione coolly, though her face was a little pink. "I can have a pen pal if I want." "He didn't want to only be your pen pal," said Ron accusingly. Hermione shook her head exasperatedly, and, ignoring Ron, who was continuing to watch her, she said to Harry, "Well, what do you think? Will you teach us?" "Just you and Ron, yeah?" "Well," said Hermione, looking a mite anxious again. "Well, now don't fly off the handle again, Harry, please, but I really think you ought to teach anyone who wants to learn. I mean, we're talking about defending ourselves against Voldemort. Oh, don't be pathetic, Ron. It doesn't seem fair if we don't offer the chance to other people. Harry considered this for a moment, and then he said, "Yeah, but I doubt anyone except you two would want to be taught by me. I'm a nutter, remember?" "Well, I think you might be surprised at how many people would be interested in hearing what you've got to say," said Hermione seriously. "Look," she leaned toward him. Ron, who was still watching her with a frown on his face, leaned forward to listen too. "You know the first weekend in October's a Hogsmeade weekend? How would it be if we tell anyone who's interested to meet us in the village and we can talk it over?" "But why do we have to do it outside school?" said Ron. "Because," said Hermione, returning to the diagram of the Chinese chomping cabbage she was copying, "I don't think Umbridge would be very happy if she found out what we were up to." I think we'll just do that as a real quick little hairy segment. Because I think you're fast asleep. Mm. You're an adorable kitten, boo. I love you so much. Good night.